Merlin's Return by Frank Kaufman, a mega sonnet, 21-line form. Did the Lady of the Lake bind him in an oak? So goes one version of the many forked tale. Or in a glowing mist that crystal tower seemed to Merlin, trapped inside, so some bard spoke. So many variations we may seek to no avail. But I shall relate the vision that I dreamed. Seer and shapeshifter was this master mage, for a time a wildling who dwelt in a magic wood. But druid priest emerging as Rome was falling, abandoning Britain, soon the Saxon rage for blood and land began. He understood and sorceled Arthur to answer his country's calling. As mentor to the king, he served in good stead. But after Arthur fell and slept in Avalon, love smote Merlin for the enchantress named Nimue. But unrequited was that love, and though not dead, Merlin from this, our world, has wholly gone, banished by sorceries, hid from earthly view. He, like Arthur, will return in time of dread from spell-sealed cave. Merlin will rise too, then king and mage will our needful world renew.